Hello and welcome to the episode 2 of the Sam Choi Aviation Business Podcast. Our guest this month is Adele Mardini, who's the CEO of one of the most well-known business aviation company, JetX, an FBO operator. Well, he's actually going to share with me later a very interesting phenomenon and about aviation is not only going south at the moment, there are some interesting rising perspective in business aviation. Boeing has announced recently they will stop producing its iconic 747 jumbo jet in 2022. We have seen so many airlines like British Airways, Qantas, KLM have retired their 747 fleets early. And I was on one of the very last BA KLM, and also I was with Qantas on their last 747 into the Mojave Desert, have a personal, very emotional farewell. It's worth mentioning, though, Boeing believed the 747 freighter will continue to play a big part in the air cargo market for another decade to come. Now, frustrating for Boeing, the smaller 747 cousin. Frustratingly for Boeing, the 747 smaller cousin, the 777X, you could call a mini jumbo, has been delayed. The launch customer, Emirates, would now receive the first 777X jets in 2022, a year later than previously announced. However, there are also some good news from the U.S. manufacturer. The FAA has finally issued Boeing with a list of fixes on the 737 MAX, which takes the grounded jets a step closer for flying again. It begs the question, though, could we see the MAX flying again before 2021? While Boeing said they have restarted the production of the MAX, they only plan to make 31 737 MAX per month by 2022. That is roughly half the output rates planned before the jet was grounded at the time they were hoping for 57. So Boeing has disclosed a $2.4 billion loss in the quarter ending 30 of June, and they have revised the rate of production of their airplane. So the 737 MAX, they will be producing 31 per month, down from 57 at its peak. For 777 and 777X family, they'll be only producing 2 per month, down from the peak of over 10 per month. Also for the 787 Dreamliner, they will be producing only 6 per month, down from the peak of over 10 per month. Airbus has also announced that they are cutting production of their wide-body A350 jets down to 5 a month, that is down from 9 to 5 after reporting a second quarter loss of $1.4 billion in the wake of coronavirus pandemic. There are some good news on the horizon. The global air travel market is starting to recover. Moving on the news to the Middle East recovery, the latest data from IATA estimated the air passenger traffic in the Middle East region has dropped 56% this year and will not return to the pre-pandemic level until 2024. Previously, there were forecasts to return by 2022. The airline region are forecast to lose $4.8 billion over the year. However, the global air travel market is starting to recover. There are signs of recovery. We have now seen all three big Middle East players, Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar Airways, are operating a network that is way over 50% of the size of its pre-pandemic network. Emirates has again deploying their A380 iconic airplane to London, Paris, Amsterdam, Cairo, Guangzhou, and Toronto. There are further upbeat news about the Middle East low-cost airline market. Air Arabia Abu Dhabi is a joint venture between Air Arabia and Etihad Airways, started operation from 14th of July as the UAE's latest low-cost carrier. The first flight was from Abu Dhabi to Alexandria and Sohag in Egypt. Now, they were operated by initial fleets of two Airbus A320s. Meanwhile, it's full steam ahead for Wizz Air Abu Dhabi, which will be launching the Abu Dhabi operation in October this year. Now, Wizz Air Abu Dhabi has the potential to replicate the success of its European counterpart and expand a fleet of 100 aircraft in 15 years. The airline CEO, Yosef Varadi, has said that they even want to accelerate the Airbus order delivery ahead of its competitors. So that's it for now for the market update from myself. Coming up next is our exclusive interview with a very prominent figure from the business aviation world. Stay tuned. With me is Mr. Adele Mardini, the CEO of JetX. Welcome on board.
Thank you very much.
So Adele, I've been to your FBO. which is, I think, is the best in Dubai and probably in the world as well, right? And share with me some of the latest development in JetX right now.
The latest development in JetX, it's like, to be honest with you, is related to the pandemic. We created a new procedure for our passenger and traveler and around the world, especially in Dubai, because out of all our network for the time being, Dubai and Paris is the most busiest location. And we implement a new policy and procedure in Dubai following the government regulation for the safety for the passenger, crew, and the traveler all over the world. This is the major development that we are doing for the time being in our facility is related to the pandemic and related to the safety for our passenger.
Okay, so we know that the commercial aviation took a huge hit, you know, and fell off a cliff in right now in pandemic time. And a lot of people want to fly from A to B, but simply there's no commercial flight available or the borders closed. It's not easy to go through. Has that actually benefited or increased the level of activity in business aviation?
Depends on the latest static. There was 5% growth in July globally in the chartered business. I'm talking about like Dubai itself. We had almost 200% growth in Dubai for the private aviation for the month of July this year compared to July last year. And this is a big indication about like moving from the commercial airlines to business aviation. But just like let me focus about one point. As I can see, 70% of the customer who flying in a private aviation for the past 60 days is mainly new name. We did not see this name before. This passenger came from first class and business class. And everyone believe like this is because of like there is no route between main destination that people are losing private jet. But I can see even there's a route for flying in commercial airlines for the timing that people prefer to fly in a private jet for multiple reasons. Safety. Mm-hmm. The restriction is less because you are gathering with less people. You are flying in a private terminal. And in the same time, you are flying depends on your time and depends on your destination. We can see for the time being the major destinations from Dubai flying to Mykonos, Montenegro, Croatia. This is the destination which for is like mainly Emirates Airlines not flying to this destination. This is how we can see the shifting from commercial airlines to the private aviation. And it's not only for leisure, even for the business, the people flying in private aviation. And as you just mentioned, the pandemic hit the commercial airlines, and based on the IATA latest statement, they expect 4 years from now for the commercial airlines to come back, plus more than $80 billion lost. This is a big hit for them.
So what's the feedback like from all this passenger has been using JetX FBO during the pandemic? Did they talk to you? What did they like about what you have done, or what could you have done better?
Just like the major question, for especially for the new traveler, how many hours before departure you have to be in the terminal?
Yeah.
What the procedure? Just like we tell them, okay, 15 minutes is enough. So 15 minutes? Usually if you are traveling in first or business class, especially now, we need to be there like 2-3 hours. So no, 15 minutes is enough. So the people just like, especially for the new traveler, it's something totally new. And we believe the people who's traveling now in the private jet, they will continue flying private jet. The businessman or the high individual people who just like usually flying in first class 6-7 times a year, we expect them to cut their travel to 2-3 times and flying in private aviation because they realize the difference between flying commercial airlines and the private aviation. I'll give you an example. Like McKinsey released a study 2 months ago. They said like, when you are flying commercial airlines, you will be exposed for 700 touch points. While you are traveling in private aviation, you will be exposed for 20 to 30 touch points. It's a massive difference if you are traveling commercial airlines and the private aviation. This is how the people realize the difference between both of them.
So Adele, my understanding about JetX is it's a FBO operator. So for our audience who didn't know what FBO stand for, it actually stands for fixed base operator. But I really didn't like this word because I've been to your luxury VIP private jet terminal. It's amazing, you know. In the U.S., we have a couple thousand FBOs. Those are really just like a bus stop or bus station. And you go in there and then you get into the plane and that's it. But you know, I was so fascinated when I visited yours at Dubai South, and also I believe JetX has over 30 FBOs over the world, right? And that's how I see you are providing a much higher level of service to differentiate yourself.
First of all, you know, the FBO started in US 100 years ago, and it was built as a gas station. Like any aircraft will land there to just like to make refueling and just like to make like quick maintenance, and then they fly. The concept has been changed. The high individual people deserve to have the same level of the services when they are flying in private jet or when they are using limo car, helicopter services, private suite or their own villa or penthouse. This is why we came to the industry with the new concept. When you go to the commercial airport, the first impression that you have is this shopping mall. But when you are coming to our terminal, you believe that you are in a hotel lobby. This is exactly the concept that we want to deliver to our passenger. We want to tell them, okay, because you are coming in a private jet, like its value minimum like $25 to $50 million, and you are spending thousands of dollars per hour, you have to have the same level. And we just changed the whole concept to be hotel background. All our stuff in the FPO and the land side is all coming from hotel industry. Number one, number two, all being trained and obtain a license and audit from the same company who been audit the hotel business. This is how we treat with our passenger. Our philosophy and strategy is very clear. We are in the land side. We are totally hotel business. In the ramp side, we are aviation business. This is exactly how we mix both of them. To come back to your question. There's 4,500 FBO all over the world. 3,000 you look at in US and 1,500 in the rest of the world. Our plan to work with our partner, friends in the industry to change the world of FBO to be a terminal or to name it the same, like JetX Dubai, Signature London, JetX Paris, Universal Spain. This is like the concept that we are coming. But yes, I agree with you. The world is 100 years and it's enough. We have to change it because we believe that the thinking of the people has been changed. The philosophy of the using of the FBO has been changed.
But you're not a conventional FBO, obviously, because it was so impressive. Like you said, it was a combination of a hotel and aviation service together. You provide much more service than just FBO, right?
It's not about when the passenger land. Our service started from the minute that the VIP decided to travel. So his office, they calling us to arrange over a flight and landing permits, the full logistic and support, including the full concierge services. Our service is not limited when the passenger in our terminal on our ramp. Even when the passenger going out of the terminal, we are arranging for them everything. Sometimes private yacht, private butler, private villa, any other services required for the passenger. Exactly when you are checking in a hotel and ask the concierge for like, you want to rent a villa or you want to rent a yacht or a helicopter or a tour. It's exactly what our concierge team doing.
When I visited your FBO, I actually met quite a few professionals there. They can also book you in on a charter private jet. You just tell them your requirements, where you want to fly, and they can arrange it. And what kind of airplane you want to fly. That's so cool.
Part of our services, which is under experienced team, is like booking private jet as well for the passenger. Because we are not doing only booking private jet, just like booking, mainly is like booking full concierge services. Part of them is a private jet. Because we have like a very good relationship with our customer, which is the operator. This is why we help our customer when they need a private jet. But private jet for us, like chartering the jet is like, is a part of the service that we are doing in the company. And this is one of the major service that's in our experience team.
Now let's talk about JetX expansion, right? Are you still expanding in a market like this where everyone is conserving cash and fight for safety?
We believe this is the best time to expand in the private aviation because all the research and the study indicated about the growth of the business aviation for the coming 5 years. IATA indication about the commercial airlines recovery, which need 40 years. And we expect the business aviation will grow for the coming 4 or 5 years. As I just mentioned, 70% of our customers coming from first class, and I don't believe these people will come to the first class again, at least for the coming 4 or 5 years. So to answer your question, yes, this is the best time to invest in the private aviation because we are pretty sure this market will rebound quickly, and we expect this industry will be one of the first industry will rebound and come back quickly. We plan to make an announcement this year for another 3 to 4 FBO. Depends on the contract that we are. We are in the middle of negotiation for the expansion. We are targeting Asian market. We don't have a presence yet in the Asian market. Hopefully, we'll come by end of the year, November or October, with a couple of announcements in the Asian market. Plus, we are working very hard to have like more slot in the European market because we are very strong in European market, especially in Paris. Paris, you know, the most busiest airport in entire Europe. And we are so proud to achieve 20% share market, 19 to 20% share market of Paris for the past 10 years, and we maintain this share. And this is a big indication how our customer trusts the level of the service that we have. So yes, we are expanding more in the European market. Middle East, we have our station in Dubai, which is so proud of what we achieved till today. We have Muscat, Salalah. In Africa, for the time being, we are in Abidjan and Morocco. We keep expanding in the rest of the location. I will highlight about what's the challenge in our expansion. Always the slot. We wait almost 10 years for Dubai South to open the to have like slot and to start operation Al Maktoum Airport in order to have our slot. We wait till Oman to open their new airport in order to have a slot. Marrakech is the same. So our expansion is mainly related to the expansion of the real estate on the in the airport itself. So hopefully the rest of the airport and GCC, when they finish their expansion, we see like Bahrain building a new airport, Kuwait building a new airport, Jeddah and Riyadh as well as expansion. So all this one is an indication. And once they expand their facility, for sure, we will have footprint in this location. So yes, we are targeting Middle East. We are targeting Africa, Europe, and Asia Pacific.
I have the pleasure using JetX FBO and also fly on many private aviation in the past. The thing I see for a person value the most in private aviation is exclusivity, privacy, and now during COVID pandemic is the health and safety. So what has JetX been doing to ensure the safety of the passenger who use JetX FBO?
First of all, the space that we have. For example, again, in Dubai, we have 1,800 square meter only lounges for the passenger. And the minute that we receive the booking for the flight, we allocate one lounges for the family or the group. And we allocate dedicated staff, up to 3 staff who will be around the group of the or the family. They will stay with them from the minute they arrive to the terminal till the minute they will be departing. This is how we limited the people who will be around this family. And for sure, all our staff like tested like in weekly basis, and we are implementing high safety regulation, like checking the temperature. We are as well having our own sanitizer for the airplane as well. We are doing complimentary for the our customer. All this measurement is like help our passenger traveling safely when they plan any trip. And again, for departure, we just like need 15 minutes. One more thing to be added. We are doing the COVID test for the passenger who is coming into Dubai in the lounge. And this is a big support we received from Dubai South for our passenger. This is, I believe, like it's play very good on increasing the business movement to Dubai South.
They increase the confidence of travelers returning back to Dubai. Yeah. It's really refreshing to hear from your perspective. We heard so much sad stories in commercial aviation or the business activities way down. What's your outlook for the future in business jet aviation?
Growing. It's the major aircraft manufacturer like Bombardier, Gulfstream, Dassault record a drop of the aircraft delivery this year. And this is something is expected based on the pandemic. But to be honest with you, we expect for the coming 4 years like very good growth rate in this one. And July last month, I'm talking again globally, we had 5% growth beginning of July. On top of that, there's like a lot of air was still closed. There's a lot of restriction, and we have 5% growth. Can you imagine if there's like the restriction has been lifted, there's no airport closed, what the percentage will be of the growth? We expect to achieve, if the whole airport will be, the whole restriction will be, we expect to have like 20-25% growth, because 5% and there's a lot of restriction. Can you expect what will happen? So from our projection, the business aviation will be growing, the demand will be increasing, and especially when the solution will come, which is like the vaccine or the medicine. And yesterday, like Russian announced the first vaccine, we expect more to be followed before end of the year. We are very positive about the market. And the people, again, will realize how important to fly in private jet. It's not a matter of safety now. It's a matter of like the confidence when you are traveling with the passenger, you know them. You have a limited people. You have like in a commercial airlines, how many crew you will have? Minimum 20, 25. In a private aviation, just like you'll have up to 3. In a terminal, just like how many one you will meet. In the private terminal, how many person? All this element will, the people will realize it. And again, having 70% of the new traveler coming from first class, I'm sure the people will stay flying in a business aviation. Same question. Have you flown supersonic before?
I have the privilege. I've flown the supersonic Concorde one time before they retired in 2003 from New York to London, 3 hours, 18 minutes at 58,000 feet.
Oh, my God. When it was exactly?
It was, actually, I remember that day. It was 17th of April, 2003. Oh. It was my only supersonic Concorde flight. And it was nothing like other flights because we flew much higher. You see the curvature of the earth, and you save so much time. 3 hours, London to New York. Can you believe it?
Wow. How was the flight? What the difference between flying supersonic and commercial airlines?
You see, I light up, I smile, and I had such a great experience on that. It was a very narrow airplane, right? Concorde was only two sitting, but it was very fast. You can feel the vibration of the metal. You know, it's the climbing, the acceleration, the deceleration. You can feel the airplane when it flies. It gives a lot of feedback. And I think the pilots are very proud of flying it. It has a priority for takeoff and landing because the takeoff and especially the landing speed is much faster. They have to clear a lot of traffic and Concorde will come in land first. Just like business aviation, you have priority to land, yeah. You save a lot of time and you are exclusive.
Let me share with you this good news. Aerion, like they will be in the market, will be in 2023, which is 20 years after retirement of the supersonic, which is one of the aircraft that you flew. This is like very good news for the traveler.
Right. I heard about Aerion a lot because there's a couple company in the race of bringing back supersonic travel. Aerion is the leader in the business aviation segments of bringing back supersonic business jet. So they see there is a market to support supersonic travel for business aviation. So yeah, looking forward to that. So you're saying is you signed an agreement with them.
I signed a strategic agreement with them. We will provide them for the full concierge service for their passenger. On top of that, we'll be their official FBO when they are traveling all over the world. And we'll start preparing our terminal to accommodate all the requirements of this, the first supersonic jet in the world. We are so delighted and happy with this partnership. And I'm sure like the people, when they fly, as you just mentioned, they will feel the difference, especially the time. And you know, in the private jet, the most important thing, the timing. This is why you charter private jet.
That's amazing. I am so much looking forward to seeing supersonic private jets and then arriving at your FBO, which is a perfect combination of luxury, the speed, the health and safety, everything combined in business aviation.
This is exactly what we are looking for with Aerion. This is exactly our target to deliver to our passenger.
So when did JetX start? Where was your first FBO? How did you start this?
2005, we started this company in Dubai. And I believe if anyone wants to build a brand, Dubai is the best place to start because this is the place where you can shine your brand. So we started this business 2005 in Dubai as a logistic and support. And we made the setup to be ready for the FBO. And the first FBO was in Paris, Le Bourget. Why we choose Le Bourget? Because Le Bourget is the most busy, the biggest airport as a private jet, more than 50,000 flights a year. And when we made the first acquisition in the JetX in 2009, we had different response from the market. Why Paris? Why JetX coming to the FBO business? Since we started this company in 2005, we had a vision to make a one-stop shop for all the customer, the FBO and the flight support. And this is what we started achieved in 2009. And because of the confidence that we received from our client, because of like feedback that we received, we have right now 32 terminals in the world. We are so proud of the achievement. So proud to be in Paris, the most busiest airport, and maintain 19 to 20% share market. We did last year in Paris 11,000 flights. For us, it's a big achievement, and we owe all the respect and thanks for our team who supported me in the growing the company since 2005 till today. We are here in the market. We want to grow more. We are hungry for more acquisition for the time being, because again, I want to focus about one thing is very important. This is the best time to grow in the business aviation, because the coming 5 years is the best 5 years for the business aviation.
Adele, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. And just between us, I want to let you know I am now learning how to fly as a pilot. So my goal next time is to land at your FBO and use your private jet facility.
With my pleasure. It's very good news. I'm so happy for you. And this, I hope that I will share you the airplane as well. You'll be the pilot.
Yes, let's fly together.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I hope to see you in the future.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you for hosting us, and looking forward.
Well, I'm very excited about that insightful news, especially about the supersonic private jets from Adele there. And now I would like to share with you some of my latest update from myself. As I mentioned earlier, I have recently passed my solo flight as a pilot, which actually boosted lots of confidence in myself. Let me share with you, at the beginning, for many, many years, I wasn't confident about being a pilot or flying the plane, although I love aviation immensely, you know, and there are many times I thought about giving a try. However, you know, I didn't have the time on my hand. I didn't have the confidence. I felt I have very bad body coordination, that I probably would never become a pilot. It is during the COVID pandemic, I finally have a lot of time in my hand, and all the travel was stopped and canceled. So I have all this time on my hand. I decided to go out to learn how to fly. And after I've been flying, I just realized that I can actually do this. I can actually become a pilot. All about flying is all about practice. It is no different to other things like driving or playing piano and instruments. It is all about practice. The more hours you fly, you know, the more practice you get, the better pilots, the better controls you are at your airplane. So no doubt, I always remember my solo on the 16th of July, 2020, which I flew standard traffic pattern at 1,000 feet and free full stop landing, come back at Torrance in Southern California. I think learning flying is probably the best decision I've made. It was a great distraction from COVID and to learn a new skill set. For our younger audience, I also want to encourage you to use your time on your hand to reinvent yourself, learn a new skill set. And since I came back to Dubai, I've actually have been to many aviation farewell party. As you know, in the UAE, it's a major aviation hub in the Middle East here. It was rather sad to farewell many pilots, many cabin crews, and many aviation industry professionals. But I also see a lot of positivities and hopes from them. You know, they are willing to accept the situation, but to adapt and improve themselves. And they're willing to look out a solution for the future. I think it's not goodbye for aviation for most of the people. Aviation industry and airline is very cyclical. It traveled through many cycles of boom and bust. Two words, determination and persistence, will let you get through this difficult time. You know, sometimes I felt the whole COVID pandemic to aviation is like a dream. You know, I fell in a coma for 5 months, and when you woke up, the whole world has changed. Back in March, when I was flying lots of 747 and A380, and now all the airplanes has been grounded. There are tens and thousands of people have lost their jobs. You know, there are no question that we are all suffered through this COVID pandemic, as we all have taken a hit, but we are all in this together. There are turbulent times like this that we need to tighten our seatbelts, but I'm sure we will get through it. It's not even a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. I firmly believe aviation has a bright future for all of us. Well, thank you all very much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to like and share with anyone you think might be interested in aviation. I'll be back for the episode 3 of the Sam Tree Business Aviation Forecast. Until then, stay safe and take care.
The Sam Chewy Aviation Business Podcast, brought to you by Bose Aviation. Technology developed over 30 years, appreciated in seconds.